So, just as a first initial thing, the state of the wiki, as the talk that I pitched is called, for the last 8 months or so, we've been using MediaWiki instead, after switching from MoiMoi, which instantly fixed our performance problem and instantly gave us a larger problem of reorganizing all the content into a fashionable way that works with MediaWiki. The now legacy standard was have a root page like ambassadors and then use subpages. Ambassadors / NA / some random project / this guy's notes / picture mode. What we want to do now is instead of taking the very fixed, rigid method of subpages for organization, we want to use the much more content flexible category system that is built into MediaWiki. How categories work is you basically make a link to something in the category namespace, which would be a page that starts with category, colon, and then whatever. And it will automatically add that page to the category and put a link at the bottom of the page to that category's page. Also, it will add that page, which you added, to the listing at the bottom of the category page. A category page is powerful because it can contain subcategories, it can contain pages, it can contain media and display in a gallery automatically without any intervention from the user. What we're wanting to do overall is reorganize our content so that all the page naming is flat and then make a tree of categories. Pages can belong to more than one category. Categories can belong to more than one category. We want a few top-level categories to expand into a tree of all of our content on the wiki, organized in a way that can be easily found. The other major problem with our wiki, which relates directly to this, is the search functionality, which a lot of people have flamed me for not fixing that. And the problem is that it doesn't search within words. How we used to do it on MoiMoi with no spaces whatsoever in the URL. So we have, if we had paid forbidden items, it would just be forbidden items, no space, the I would be capitalized. This is called camel case, if I remember correctly. If it's like that, and you search for forbidden items on the wiki with a space in it, it won't find it. It doesn't search within words, unlike what Moin's search engine did or what Google does. So what we have to do is rename all the pages so that they're actually English instead of, you know, random strings of content. So for example, if we take forbidden items, and we move it to a more English, more translatable, more common page name, like forbidden items, which this is like how an English title would be, like the title of an article. Note that the underscore is how it looks in the URL, and it shows up as a space on the page title of the page. MediaWiki does this automatically. If there's a underscore in the name, it will make it a space. If you're linking to it on another page, two graphics on each side will make it into a link. If you don't want the underscore in the link, get rid of it, it'll link to the same place. Okay? So getting rid of camel case is how we make the search more searchable. Same way with my previous example, which I really don't want to write anything on that board, because it's just a bunch of quote-unquote directories. They're kind of pseudo-directories. They call them subpages. Subpage support in MediaWiki is horrendous, mainly because, you know, Wikipedia doesn't use subpages. except on non-main space pages, like talk, they use subpages to archive things or whatever. So we take something like this and we say, oh, it's the event kit for ambassadors. So we just move it to event kit. Done. Simple name, shorter URL, a lot easier to remember and search for. When we move the pages throughout this entire thing, all the old URLs will become redirects. Within MediaWiki, every single redirect is automatic, unless it's a chain, in which case we fix those about once a month. But it'll automatically do a 301 from PHP to this page, or it should at least, and pull that page's content in and show it to you instead. So old links won't break. So that's the first part of our from legacy to MediaWiki transition. The other part is anyone making any comments on conflict from what we're not talking about?
This came about.
Oh, I guess it should. Okay.
Right? You can hear us back there, video? Okay.
Well, we can save the audio from that, too.
Okay.
This is the first major part, renaming all the pages to a flat namespace. Another reason for this, internationalization. If you go to Wikipedia's website on any page that has internationalized pages, you'll notice in the sidebar is a list of links in other languages of this page. The link doesn't go to de.wikipedia.org/wiki/ whatever the page name is in English. It goes to the page name in German. So on our German wiki, which is what our internationalization plan is, we translate the page name along with everything else. Page names, category names, image names, everything. Well, not image names, but mostly everything. That's why we need the English, or that's why we need actual speakable English instead of ambassador/NA/blah-blah-blah-blah, so that we can actually translate the stupid thing. And the other section of all of this moving is categorization. I talked a little bit about the neatness of MediaWiki categories. Moing didn't support categories very well, so most pages weren't categorized appropriately. What we really are striving to do is we have about 86 top-level categories that actually exist right now. We know this because of the special uncategorized categories page on the wiki. What we really want is only about three. Three nodes at the top of a category tree moving down into multiple nodes. Like this one could be subprojects. And it could go down to artwork or marketing or docs. And then artwork could go down to release artwork or design service queue. Marketing could split between ambassadors and other things we do, for foundations, all of that stuff. Docs could split into wiki docs, joining the docs project, docbook, docs.fedoraproject.org, all of that sort of thing. We have two other trees that might relate to things that aren't necessarily under a subproject. We can determine those whenever we finally get things organized. The idea is, if a category can't have a parent at all for any reason other than Fedora, because this is the Fedora wiki, we don't need a Fedora category, so we just make it free. That's how we'll work on the category organization bits of MediaWiki.
Max says you can hear us again. Hi, Max.
Hi, Max. So the three problems we have right now is the search still sucks, and the organization is madly wild as if a tornado went through my room.
Now there's a light called WikiBot on the left. So page renaming is not, Nigel Jones, who's now in Australia, I guess, right?
Has
written a tool that mainly he uses, but Ian's been doing some hacking on called WikiBot, and it goes around and does automatic things on the wiki for us. And one of the things it can do is helped you restructure, rename a whole bunch of pages and cross them and come back in and that sort of thing.
If you're interested, there is a Fedora hosted repository. Wiki-rename.git, git.fedorahosted.org has the git web feature thingy. That contains what we're calling pipe-spaced values, a bunch of comma-spaced values files with pipes in them instead. It basically goes from old page name to new page name, so that we don't move every single page around individually, we tell Wikibon to do it. And by default, Nigel, which he's doing a lot of work for us, so okay. We're about ready to move all the docs project pages over to the new standard, which is really quite exciting.
Yes.
That's the first step. Create an example, and then everyone else is also available to do that. If you're looking for a current example on how you should most definitely do your wiki pages, the Fonts SIG, he started doing the wiki pages after we switched to MediaWiki, if I remember correctly, or moved over to Chrome.
Oh, yeah, he manually moved over to the first
everything.
Step. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was a smaller step, but yeah.
Yeah. His front page for his SIG is a category page. It contains some content at the top and then a listing of everything directly in that category, including the subcategories. That's one option that subprojects or SIGs have for them. They could also create a regular page and go from there. All of his pages are on a flat namespace. They don't have any subpages. They're all extremely well categorized into a tree. It is a great example to go off of if you're wanting to help out the Docs project and the wiki in reorganizing everything.
So Ian, real quickly, for
yes.
the benefit of posterity who will listen to this 30 years down the road, what's the URL for wiki rename
I
get?
I don't remember.
I just so you can I'm putting it on the page for this wiki, the wiki page I'm writing for this session, but it is git.fedorahosted.org/git/wikirename.git. So if you don't know you're using git, actually, and of course you can get them by doing git clone git colon slash slash, etc.
Yeah.
Lots of gits in there.
Yeah. You can also just go to that page. It'll redirect you to a listing. Find what you read.
And it's got a pretty wide open set. I can't remember, is it just everybody in Fedora CLA, or it's really easy to get?
Anybody who already has push access on Fedora hosted on any other project has push access on this project. If they haven't ever pushed to Fedora hosted before, they need to apply to git wiki rename in Bass,
yeah,
and it'll
preview
like instantly.
So yeah, David, if you're thinking about organizing an effort around the ambassadors pages or anything, I just went through, we had 130 odd pages for the docs project. A bunch of, all the meeting pages, we have a meeting namespace now. So everything just gets moved to the meeting namespace.
Right.
And then we have all those IRC logs don't search, just pull up the default searches that, users, whoever really wants an IRC log when they're pulling up. What they want is the page with the summary that points to the IRC log.
Right.
So this is more of the same.
We'll go over namespaces in a second.
Yeah, sorry. Do you mean to jump in again?
No worries. So Fonts SIG is a good example to start with. So what needs to be done right now, and hopefully before next FudCon so I don't have to harp at everyone again, the wiki needs fixed. It needs reorganized. The main push is to get search working and organization so that we can actually find things. And if we do what we need to do, which is rename pages, recategorize them, that will fix those two problems by default. And I think that's the end of my talking. So if anyone has any questions about how specifically to reorganize or how to, or some concepts in MediaWiki or whatever, I'm here for the next whenever.
If anyone has questions, or I'll let Karsten start his bit.
Okay.
I just want to mention also that we're trying to, a lot of people are asking us permission to edit the wiki, and the nature of the wiki is just edit the page and we'll deal with it. So what we're trying to tell people is just edit the page, we'll deal with it. If you do have a question though about how something should be done, first take a look at our very sparse documentation, which is at help:editing. And then take a look at MediaWiki's very populated, or Wikipedia's very populated documentation. They have a lot of good rules on page naming, what should, how a page should be formatted, how it should be wikified appropriately to the standard. We're until we import it into our wiki, we're just going to direct people to the Wikipedia Manual of Style and the Wikipedia Help database. Most of their rules apply to any wiki, such as ignore all rules and some other very important ones. So that's that.
Okay. So I'll hand it over to Karsten.
All right. Well, let's see. I keep notes for myself while I'm talking, so I won't bother. First, I want to just quickly touch upon some other ways that are useful ways that you can contribute to the documentation effort that we have, and these are good ones to spread to other people that you know when you come in contact with them. For the release notes, we use the wiki to gather everything into the well-known release note beats, and we're going to be continuing to try to enhance the process a little bit this coming release. Let's see, what else is there? Of course, there are some other things that you can do in terms of being directly involved with working on one guide, like the installation guide or the release notes once converted. And we're doing those now in fedorahosted.org as standalone projects, so community can build around those. There have been some other things we've tried in the past, like for example, once upon a time when you committed anything to cbs.fedoraproject.org, and this may still hold true, if you put...
Stay back once you can speak now.
Oh, okay. I will stand closer to the mic. And if inside the commit log message you put *docs*, it would send a message to the release notes at fedoraproject.org, which is, we have a place that pulls in, it's just a mailing list that people can subscribe to, and all the Bugzilla entries for the release notes come in there, and all sorts of things like that. And these were great ideas that we had that we tried to spread around, and pretty much nobody ever used. I think Bill Nottingham used it 2 times, and maybe Jerry and Katz, and that was it. So things that I thought would be easy, hey, I'm making a commit, I'm just gonna quickly put a release note in related to it and hit **, never really got off the ground. So I don't know if these things are worth redoing again and that kind of thing, but that is, so in that, my mind, is the main challenge is, you know, we've come up with a bunch of ideas within documentation on how to document Fedora, and some of them get used and some of them don't get used. We need to figure out a way, or need to do a better job, I think, of talking to the wider community and finding out what it is that they're looking for, what you're looking for in your documentation project and how it can work for you. And for me, this is kind of personally important because I've been leading the docs project for a long time, but the imperative of my new job, which is the right thing, is to do a better job about growing community leadership. To do the role of docs. And I think that's a good thing because I've been around long enough that I begin to feel that the amount of inertia built in my brain is holding the project back. And that, so I'm spending a lot of time putting these processes out there and writing up pages and renaming things and doing the stuff so that I can better enable people to do more within the docs project. So there's definitely a call for leadership and call for doership. And I've been seeing a lot of, there's a big uptick going on in docs and things to go. So it's pretty exciting. So what I was hoping to do was to talk a little bit about what we want to do, how we want to gather content in the new Fedora, how Fedora is now, how we want to gather content, and if someone pulled one of these guys down or up, and you know what kinds of things we want a content management solution to do. Now, Paul Fields challenged me earlier today to see if we could walk away from today with something to do for our Hackfest tomorrow. He also told me yesterday when I said that we would be ready to install a content management system by Sunday that it wouldn't happen. And he might be right because, you know, we could continue looking for the perfect solution, or we could just try some things out and see what happens, or some combination thereof. But there is a page, and if you, since it's naturally searched, if you've got a laptop and you want to pull it up, if you just search in the wiki, since it's naturally named properly, it is CMS, Fedora CMS will probably pull it up as a top search result. It's like CMS solutions for Fedora project or something like that. Because more than just a content management for the documentation side, if we get a good solution that works, it's something that'll be useful to put on FedoraProject.org's front page. Because right now that's a very nice hand-built homegrown solution that is difficult to that has a lot of barriers to get people to be able to publish content there, and they can control the people to be able to publish content there, which is part of the imperative on the documentation side. That right now it's Paul Friels and myself and maybe somebody else who forgot they know how to do it who can update docs.fedoraproject.org. It's I think the oldest piece of remaining infrastructure other than CVS. That's in Fedora. So, let's see. What's a good way to get this started? We have a list of the kinds of things that I thought were pretty useful or important. Other people had some ideas about for content management that we, you know, kind of must haves and should haves. Maybe that's a good idea. So just vet the list at the start and see if there's anything hot or not on there. Do you have that up by any chance?
I'm gonna pull it up.
Okay. Cool. My feeling is that is that a lot of not to be generalized, but it's kind of like an operating system has got ways to store files and put things on the network, and every content management system is gonna have ways to create workflow, let you get some granular control over content areas. So you know, the packaging group owns this whole area, but in the packaging group can create articles in that area, expire articles, update them, and so forth. And the idea is it should, whatever it is, it should be easier than what we do right now. So maybe easier than a wiki. Maybe has a WYSIWYG editor in it. Maybe it'll probably auto-categorize just by the fact that it's part of a group already, you know, that kind of thing.
CMS solution for Fedora project websites.
Oh yeah, that's a perfect CMS. CMS.
Yeah, search for CMS.
Yeah, search for CMS.
It didn't pull up. Well, there's a perfect example of where my page naming failed, and I don't know why. So that's where you better fix it. Now try CMS solution.
Just Google it.
Google it,
of course.
Faster.
Iron Sheet.
Thank you, that works too. Yeah, solutions didn't work. It's solution. The pluralization is an interesting one that comes up for me. That if a page is, if a word is or is not pluralized, that the MediaWiki search doesn't quite. That would be, I think, would be a smart thing to do.
But I searched for anything that starts with CMS, and this page didn't come up, so I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
Hey, look, it's in your.
Oh right, I also told you you're on my browser. Of course, it'll pop up first.
Anyway, it's in. Someone posted it in Pound FudCon.
Yeah, tell him, of course, you can come get my bike anytime. So what do you think? I'm open to suggestions. What's a good way to approach this? To go over the kinds of things that we want a solution to have, or to talk about, have a more of an idea of brainstorming about things that have worked or not worked for you in the past, or is there something else anybody wants to hear about just in case we haven't covered it yet?
I think we need to start with requirements and then from there try to move towards one or two CMSs that we want to try out and see which one works out best.
Okay, it's that second point right there, how to filter down from the 1,557 on opencms.org to, I'm actually,
I think the requirements will filter that down to hopefully a handful. takes care of all of them? One, maybe?
Yeah, you think so?
Because of packaged in Fedora?
Oh, now there you go. So sometimes it's as simple as that, and I hadn't even thought of that. Because, yeah, of course, in order for a Fedora infrastructure to run it, it either needs to be packaged in Fedora, or somebody has to be willing to step up to package it.
Right.
And sometimes that's a particular problem. Some of the content management systems, any of the Java using ones, or like Alfresco, are having a hard time getting.
So that's one way to start running through it. Not that we should.
At the same time, we might consider others that could be packaged
right.
in Fedora and
right.
help put for
sure.
Them.
So it definitely has to be anything that's in your general kind of LAMP stack, I think.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't really care what the database is going to be, but it'll have one. It has to be in Fedora already. Or because I don't want to.
Are relatively easily done. I mean, for that reason, I think.
Okay.
I think
just saying, is this a database that's relatively easy to put in a Fedora? Nobody. I mean, maybe there is. I hope so. But yeah. Exactly.
No, but if there's, for instance, Alfresco, which I think is several of our preferences.
Have you seen the Alfresco page on the wiki? That.
Yeah, I think it's out of the competition simply because we're never going to get a package in 6 months. So. If we're willing to wait for it, great, but if not.
Well, the other thing is I don't really want, I know this sounds crazy, but I don't want a lock-in to a particular system. We should be able to extract our content and our metadata out. And maybe is that a requirement on there? Maybe that's a requirement. Can you edit so we can put that requirement in?
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, we should have, you know, we must have. We've got to be able to pull our stuff out and bring it into another content management system, so.
Could you talk a little fast while you're moving?
Well, you know, that's a really good question because it's not moving from, it's more like an additional thing. And this has actually been a question that's come up a number of times because, and I'm glad you asked it because it's something that, it isn't necessarily obvious. They both perform two different functions and cannot really replace each other.
The wiki is mostly for collaboration and quick editing documentation. The CMS is going to be more for controlling the front page, which shouldn't have nearly as many editors as just all CLA signers, or so editing the front page, or I think docs.fedoraproject.org.
Yeah. So we've got in the world of content that's Fedora content that's part of say fedoraproject.org, right? There is most of it is let's see, it's going to be like this. It'll be a small slice. Most of this is going to be collaborative content. Or it's going to be, we also really want the wiki to be available to end users. Not per se that we think people, just anybody's going to come up and edit it to some degree, but for people who are in, say, fedoraforum.org and people who are participating in other ways, people who are helping end users on Pound Fedora, this will be the best place for them to put their answers whenever they get a common bug or anything else that comes up. And the power of the wiki is just lots of people being able to create lots of content, categorize on the fly, and have large groups of people help kind of guide that effort. So it's specifically chaotic by nature, and that's what works for it. So this is the balance we've got, is like this chaos versus order. And this is the small area in here where we need a little bit of order. And that's going to be certain sections of content, packaging guidelines, or the packaging committee doesn't want anybody to just come in there and edit anything, because if the edit gets missed for even a day, it can really mess up people's lives.
What I do want to note is that the thing that's been pulling my hair out for about the last 8 months is the fact that we have ACLs, or access control lists, on our wiki.
In order to create that so that we can control packaging content illegal.
Which
content
kept us at an old, unsecure version of MediaWiki until about a month ago.
Yeah.
And then, actually 2 weeks ago. And then we switched to a different ACL system, which did it with namespaces. So how it's currently set up is the legal and the packaging namespaces are only editable by Spot. And that's it, right?
Yeah, that's a pretty small. So the idea was some of the content legal.
Yeah.
Content, packaging, maybe some other stuff like logo guidelines, that sort of thing. And then also the docs page itself. And really what's up there is because we go through whatever we have to put documentation in DocBook XML, because it lets us create pretty books, pretty PDFs, and then it also lets us get that translated using the same tools that the translators use for the rest of the Fedora. So basically, they're translating all the software, and then we just put in a bunch of documentation, and they can translate that all. So it's, we basically take the raw XML and their translation, and it merges together and outputs a document for English, for French, for German, for Swahili, and so forth. And then, so that's where the content management, to manage all of that, we've got 17 languages for the Fedora 11 release notes. When we want to roll a new package update of those, and we want to put new content on the website to manage it, it's all manual processes, and it's not the kind of thing that's conducive to where the wiki is. It's the perfect thing that a content management system is built for, where you've got, we've got some kind of draft or staging space, and then it moves to an edit approved space, and then you publish it. And you can put a life cycle on the whole thing. So that kind of thing. So you can expire a page or mark it as deprecated and all these things automatically. When we've got all this content related to a particular version of Fedora and that version of Fedora goes end of life, it'd be nice to just sort of, as part of the process, it automatically is marked, hey, this content's not supported anymore. If you file a bug report, it will probably be ignored. That kind of thing.
So is it fairly clear to most contributors where they need to go to for certain content, whether it's CMS managed or Wiki managed?
I would say it's probably not. But fortunately, for the most part, the only people, anybody who wants to know, who actually wants to edit that information, I think they know where to go to ask. But that's another part is that it's unclear, and that's partially because right now, in order to edit just fedoraproject.org, it's a similar thing. You check out a repository and you're editing HTML files with a bunch of Python includes, and it's elegant, but from another direction it's ugly. And that's exactly how it is publishing the doc stuff for our project.org. There's one way to look at it where it's elegant, another one where it's awful. So I don't even want you to know how to publish the doc stuff for our project.org right now, because I don't want to eat your brain cells. I just want to move on to something that's better and be able to push that publishing out to where people can actually do something with it. So just be honest. That's probably more the reason why it's hidden.
So the concept of the workflow is someone else in the CMS makes a change and then someone like you approves it and it gets pushed. Is that what the workflow is?
Actually, and that's a really good point. The basic requirement, what we're saying is, the difference between a formal piece of Fedora content and an informal piece. Some people like to say the word official, but there's a lot of reasons they ignore the word. The wiki tends to be more informal, and if some of you find a spelling error, it's a wiki, fix it, right? I mean, that's the concept there, right? But in this area, just because it's more controlled, people actually have to file bug reports or do something in order to affect that content. And I hope we get to the point where we can, try not to bang on the table, where we can click here to help translate this, and that kind of stuff would be really cool too. But all of those things are going to need to go through some kind of approval process. But the idea is that with content, there's at least just a peer who's checking it. So that's what we say, like a writer and an editor. It could be a two-person team. I've got one chapter, David's got another chapter. I write and he edits my chapter. He writes and I edit his chapter. That's probably good enough. We've told, for people who are interested in writing in their own native language, that's the same thing. You can write in German, and as long as somebody else who knows German equally well and can vouch for the subject matter, we'll edit it, and you just tell us you're doing it. There's a trust there. Then we'll publish it in that, and hopefully someone will come along and translate it to English, so it's useful for the rest of us. But yeah, the cook, that's a good point about the workflow.
Okay.
And again, part of the idea is I think a requirement of the content management system is it's got to plug into the Fedora account system, and it's got to be really easy to add somebody as an editor to a document, give them that, to just drop people in those different roles. And I want to see, when you pull up my Fedora community dashboard, a little square that pops in there, as if you've got a document that's waiting on you to do an edit on it or to give approval to it, that should pop up and say, hey, here's a list of things, whether that's, and that's the kind of information that hopefully a good CMS will export or make available in its feed.
Max just asked me to explain about the colon in some wiki page names.
Oh, namespaces.
Yeah,
let's roll this board back.
Okay.
Down here for a moment.
As opposed to categories,
which as opposed to categories, which you can have multiple pages in a category, multiple categories within categories, so you get this whole tree sort of thing. Namespaces are akin to the rigid subpage method in MOIN. Sometimes we still want that sort of thing. The namespaces create more of a separation. The one you probably have noticed the most is the user namespace. Pages that start with user colon and then your fast name is your user page, and then you can edit that. We have different ways of going about everything in a user page, as opposed to the main namespace, which doesn't have anything before colon, like main page. These are the most These are the most used namespaces in the wiki right now.
So the talk space, the help space, QA space, the user space, meeting, and archive. And yeah, those and those last two ones are ones that we
And QA.
And QA.
And then packaging and legal are also a couple.
Brand new ones. Fedora. FUDCon is also one as well.
Yeah, FUDCon is a
namespace. The access control meeting. That's how we have access control stuff.
Every namespace has a talk namespace. So for discussion about that page. In all technicality, discussion is supposed to be done on a discussion page. So the talk namespace for help is help underscore talk colon, whatever page the page name is. Each namespace that has a discussion page has a little discussion tab at the top of it. So you can go there. Usually it's red, meaning that it's completely blank and nobody has edited it ever, or someone deleted it. So you can create and make the first comment. I believe by default, if you are watching a page, you're also watching the talk page for that. So
yes, I think that's true.
So each namespace has a talk page respective to it, except the special. That's special. So
I've noticed that for MediaWiki, for every rule there is an exception.
Yeah. So the reason we have the separation of namespaces is mostly either for ACL purposes, which is the case for legal, packaging, and FUDCon, or for search purposes, meaning that we want to remove it from the searches. QA does a lot of stuff that isn't really helpful to most end users or developers. They keep track of all of their test cases on the wiki.
For example, if a test case, how many of their test cases include testing something on Firefox? Now imagine you're coming to search for a Firefox solution in the wiki, and you're going to get a bunch of QA test case stuff that's going to pop up. That kind of
the solution to that is namespaces don't get searched by default, unless you say, search this one by default. The meeting and archive namespaces are also not searched by default because archive contains deprecated old end-of-life content, and meeting contains raw IRC logs. So we have that sort of separation. If you want, if you're ever searching for something, you can go to the bottom of the search, check the boxes for the namespaces you do want to search, and then repeat your search.
And you can add, I believe you can add to your personal preparences any namespace that you want to be part of your default search. And every once in a while, based on our own feeling for the day, when we add a new namespace that we think people should be searching, which we did with
legal packaging.
Legal and packaging. We want people to be
able
to search those.
We should never have to do that
that's
anymore
right.
Because of ACLs. Slap someone if they make another ACL. So
this is likely not to happen, but we have injected a preference into existing users so that those become part of their default search because we moved content around that they relate on people's search. So we just made that where you control the wiki and we just do things kind of hang
up. Karsten grew up next to the talk page for tildes. This is important because on a talk page, you should always sign your comments. This is a Wikipedia policy that we're just sort of importing. You can automatically sign your comments with a timestamp and the link to your user page with four tildes. You hit preview and it'll show you an example. You hit save and it'll actually replace the text in the page to that. So
so spread the meme, basically. If you see anybody who's not doing it, just let them know about it. People aren't really aware of the, you know, because they grew up in Wikipedia culture.
I lurk in the recent changes list very regularly. So usually if, and Wikipedia has a bot that does this, but then again, they get about 10,000 edits a minute. I will lurk in the recent changes bit of the wiki, and on all the top pages, I'll re-sign comments if necessary, with a little template that says preceding unsigned comment.
Whatever.
So that's namespaces in a nutshell.
Yeah.
There is a namespace request procedure, kinda.
I mean,
it's a proposal on the Fedora wiki list.
Which is a good thing to bring up, the Fedora wiki list.
Yeah, you should write that on.
Yeah, I think I will. Where are we writing cool stuff like that?
Everywhere.
Okay. So yeah.
Process for requesting a new namespace is, does it really need to be outside of the default search? If it needs to be in the default search, they'll ask you to stay in the main namespace. But if you want to remove it from the default search, you can get another namespace, we'll name it appropriately, move over all your pages with Wikibot, and that will remove your pages from search by default. This is what QA went through, kinda, when we were making up the policy as we went.
Right.
And there's a proposal sitting on the archives of the list if you want to read it.
So the important thing about this list, this is, we decided to move a huge portion of wiki discussion off of the documentation project page because most of the docs project list that it, not the page, but the list, most of the docs project list is about things that are not interesting to everybody in Fedora. This is the one thing that is. So we're split, so everybody who edits wiki pages more than just occasionally, this is not a very high traffic list, but it's the place where we talk about, make these kind of decisions about what we're going to do about the wiki. It's a place where we might fire off emails with tips that point to tip pages that we just kind of, hey, look at this great set of things, or we just updated the help editing to make this easier, or that kind of thing. So that's a cross project. It's another meme to spread to get people to subscribe to that list. So
if you're interested in the wiki at all, join that list.
Yeah.
We make some regular announcements to it. Also, all the commits for Git, for the wiki rename.git, go there.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to keep an eye on other people's edits, perhaps, to your pages, especially if you're doing the ambassadors thing and you want to keep an eye on that, or like if we want to keep an eye on docs or what have you, make sure nobody's screwing with it. You can subscribe to that list, and all the commits will go to that when they get pushed to the repo.
Yeah. And that's a good thing to watch if you're going to collaborate on. So I think Paul gave me the 10-minute signal that was about 7 or 6 minutes ago, so we're close to the end of things. I think
we're supposed to end at about 11:20, so that
okay, so
time.
2 minutes, okay.
Yeah.
We have time to change the other classroom. So let's see. Dave's point about what's currently packaged in Fedora, because I said to Paul, and he goes, well, you know, Joomla, we could hack the layers. I mean, everybody, there's a way to get every CMS that's probably existing, except for the Java-based ones, up and running a public test instance. I don't know, this is just such a hard nut to crack, and I have to admit to some level of reluctance in terms of being of leading it. I mean, I'm not really feeling like I'm pushing it the way it needs to be pushed or pulling the right people together for it. So you might have open suggestions on doing that as well. Because I really would like to see us get something up out of this weekend that moves the CMS project ahead.
So maybe we're going about this wrong. Maybe instead of starting from 1500, we ought to see what people know and are comfortable with and excited with as a CMS.
Well, so I can tell you so far what have come up. What's on that page is probably what's come up. Drupal, Joomla. Nigel really likes something called
Silver Stripe.
Silver Stripe, thank you. Are those all on there?
I can tell you my experience. I spent about the past 6 months working on a Drupal site for my wife, and I do not want to use Drupal for this. I would strongly object to that.
I would also strongly object to Drupal because I had to use it for some client websites, and I want to stab people.
Ah, I see. And the reference to having been watching the Drupal security list was also brought up yesterday.
I would say the same thing about Joomla, though, too.
Okay, so that's interesting. So because one of our, that is really, when I talk to the security, when I talk to the Inbo security guys. Oh, I'm sorry.
I use that.
Okay.
I thought we had this conversation
before. We did
too
many times. I just can't believe anybody would ever get rid of their touchpad. It's just crazy to me. You might know the number one item on must-have is good security record. That's the only thing the Fedora infrastructure guys told me. You know, it has to be packaged in Fedora. You know, I mean, it was a very small set of guidelines. You know, it can't be Java, it has to be packaged in Fedora. Just for the record, they didn't say they hated Java, it's just there's no Java expertise on Fedora infrastructure, so.
At all.
So anybody who wants to bring that expertise can, but that game doesn't exist yet. So that's interesting. So what are people excited about that people are not unexcited about? I mean, of course, there's always going to be detractors, but that's some pretty strong hate right there.
With Ian, is it just saying that he wants to stab people on IRC?
Exactly, in person.
He's in person?
Yes. Then
Right.
I know, he snuck out with one of those plastic forks this morning. He's all busy sharpening it up to the cable.
Could Moksha be used for something like that?
You know, I thought this was brought up and I wanted to talk to, I'm going to go to the talk to make sure. But I think the deal is that Moksha is a layer one up. So instead of it really providing us, we could probably hack functionality into it. But instead of it providing the functionality, we're gonna suck from a content manager into Moksha. Clint made some pretty good arguments for WordPress yesterday, and in some ways they were great. The downside were that we really didn't know how it was gonna handle translations, and what was the other
workflow.
Workflow. Yeah, well, we could hack workflow into it, but I don't want to have to hack stuff into an existing thing. That's why I wanted to go with the existing CMS.
The problem is, anytime you hack it in, you've got to maintain those bits, and I think we found that with, like the ACLs on our wiki. Anything that we hack in, we have to maintain as the software upgrades. We have to keep our, and we all know that, same thing with kernel patches. Keeping a set of patches against the upstream kernel sucks.
Right. And it's very modular in the sense that we could create an upstream. We'd be creating an upstream module that maybe other people would adopt and put community around. But again, it's another I want a batch of corn, so my solution is that I'm going to go and plant a whole new field of corn. Maybe not. Maybe that's another solution. Wow. That's really interesting. So what about doing a wider call for conversation? Maybe I should ask on Fedora developers. I haven't really thought too much about that, but I wanted to hear people, show me your hate and love for CMSs, and please, pardon the let's flame for a little while and tell each other why the solution sucks. Because, Plone's up there, for example, and we tried really hard to put Plone in for a while, and we actually had an intern or a Google Summer Code project that worked on it, and it just ended up being too complex. And of course, there was all the problems with Python versioning and other stuff. That's ultimately what killed it, I think.
Somebody just showed me a spelling error on a protected page on the wiki, and now I feel horrible.
Oops. But yeah, we tried actually to hack Plone to be able to support us pulling from and pushing to .bookxml and source control, which is to me kind of the holy grail of what I want to see in good order. But to get there, we need to start with something. And that's too bad, because there was good points about Drupal's .book plugin. Okay, well then, I guess that's a better action item to take away as to start a develop list in terms of what to hack on tomorrow. We could just spend some time looking at existing CMSs, looking at figure some of these things out that, hit against the must-have list.
So we're saying that the Hackfest is. Well, run through the
lame, yes. Well, it's run through the must-have list.
No.
That's, I think, the key. So, good security record, proactive, security-minded developer community that is blah, blah, blah. I don't know what that is. Highly responsive, especially to security issues. Flexible, okay, these were the quotes, right? Okay. Flexible enough with authorization system to attach to Fedora account system. RSS, OpenID would work. That's not going to be too hard to get. RHS localization that doesn't break the transfer workflow, so it can pull in POPOC files. Content workflow, write, edit, travel with the back and forth, and then publish. Internal version control with rollback. Content expiration is automatic. Multiple roles, maybe roles we can create. Categorize and tag content. Search that works. integrate with Fedora accounts. So I think I said that quite something. Yes, CMS is a core function, not an add-on. I see that one a lot. That things are, that's kind of like a CMS is sort of added on to some other tool, and it's not really, it just doesn't feel right. It's kind of like, you can make a wiki work, we can solve some of these problems in a wiki by putting manual processes on top, but it's like, we have to hack it.
It's manual,
right?
So that means WordPress is not an option, Clint.
Handle making certain pages or content areas static, non-database driven, so just scaling here in terms of having resource demand. I think I was told in that last one about making sure that the pages can be static, that also might be solvable on the proxy level.
Some kind of caching.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that we just want to make sure that just in case we've got the capability to turn off dynamic page loading for some page. If we find pages are getting huge loads, and you know, that's just based off the fact that when we didn't have that before, we suffered during peak times. What's that last one? Must not lock us in data stream portals from those CMS. Did you just add that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Anyway, so I'm going to be making the cut off everything signal and go to the next slide.
Right here.
So I'm going to stop the stream if it's still working.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to go. I'm going to go on remote, right?
Yeah.
I guess we'll do this.
Where's that at?
Good question. And thanks everyone for coming out here this morning.
I think most of
the parts about FloodCon is it's this opportunity where we really like what's going on with the wiki is really important with everyone, and like everyone who's not in here right now, like half the people out there really should have been or could have been, but you know. And that's the same thing about half of the other sessions too, right?
Yeah.
So, for the word. That's
so, we're done.